be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to Gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you. But we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
Radio X. News update next.
It's our big birthday year, so we're celebrating with fresher deals like the brand new Taco Bee Saver Sub. And from only $2.99 for a 6-inch Saver Sub or $3.99 for a meal, we think you'll be celebrating too. Subway, 60 years fresher than ever. At participating stores for in-store orders only. Extras cost more. Cannot combine with other offers. Meal deal includes a sub, salad or a wrap, regular drink, crisps or a cookie. Freshly prepared for order.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Do you like Oasis?
I love Oasis, Chris.
Me too. We've got an announcement to make after the news.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they're two separate statements.
Right. Okay.
Do you like Formula One?
Love Formula One.
Me too. We've also got an announcement to make
right.
after the news. That's nothing to do with Formula 1.
Nothing to do with F1.
Okay. You'll find out what that is, and so will I. After the news of Dominic Byrne, it's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, Sir Keir Starmer says he's now prepared to send British troops to Ukraine as part of any peace deal. The Prime Minister's heading to Paris today for emergency talks on ending the war. Our reporter, Aggie Chombre, has more on this.
Starmer will join leaders from countries like Germany, Italy and Poland for this summit called by the French president. The US is expected to start peace talks with Russian officials this week, but there are concerns about European countries being left out of them. Ukraine's president has also been calling for a European army.
In other news this morning, the government claims the NHS is on the road to recovery after meeting a pledge to deliver 2 million more appointments in England. It's partly due to extra weekend and evening working. But Sir Keir Starmer says he knows the job isn't done. Around 6 pubs shut their doors for good every week last year. The British Beer and Pub Association says it's led to around 4,500 job losses. And the drama Conclave has won Best Film at the BAFTAs. The Brutalist also won 4 awards in total, including Best Actor for Adrian Brody. Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora. And BAFTA's highest honour, the Fellowship Award, went to Warwick Davis.
So anyone out there dreaming of telling their story or creating something meaningful, go for it. The world needs your vision. And in future, if you need an actor to help bring that vision to life, remember the little fella with the BAFTA.
Sport.
Liverpool are 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League after they beat Wolves 2-1 yesterday. James Maddison returned from injury to score for Spurs in yesterday's 1-0 win over Manchester United. 2 Jamie McCart own goals helped Rangers to a 3-1 win at Hearts in the Scottish Premiership. They are now 13 points off leaders Celtic, and it was goalless between St Mirren and Hibs in yesterday's other game. And tonight, Leeds United have the chance to go back to the top of the Championship.
Come on!
They face Sunderland, who are currently 4th, I think. Yeah, is that right? At Elland Road tonight. Yeah. Big, big game. Tight at the top.
We're currently 2nd.
Yeah. So you one point behind. You must be.
We're level pegging. I think a draw will put us back top.
Mm.
So, yeah, 69 points for us, 70 points for them.
Yeah.
But our goal difference is...
Yeah, yours is pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, it's over double. Oh, is it? No, almost. What did they do over the weekend? Oh, Luton Town. Okay, all right. They beat Luton Town. What did Burnley? Oh, 0-0.
Mm-mm.
And Sunderland go to a lead tonight.
Massive game.
Weather.
With eBay. Enter your reg to find the right part at the right price.
Very cold to start with, but should be mainly bright and dry. Bright and dry? That sounds weird. Bright and dry, yeah. And even some sunshine for parts of England and Wales today. Wintry showers in Scotland later on, though. Temperatures up to just 7 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Now, do you like Dominic Byrne? Me too. We've got a huge announcement to make. But it's not about Dominic
Byrne. Yeah.
It might be about you.
Everything you just said is factually correct.
I actually don't know what the announcement is myself. So I'm thinking Necker Island. Is it time, Pippa? It's time, isn't it? It's Necker Island time.
Is it?
What time is it? It's Necker Island time with Chico.
You'll find out.
I'll find out in a few minutes.
Radio X. Coming up, more professionally produced radio that definitely isn't just thrown together willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
You know that cool thing we're going to tell you about?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to tell you about it pretty soon.
Right.
Plus, what happened over the weekend?
Well,
thank goodness that we have the weekend roundup quiz type thingy to fill you in.
Thank goodness, eh?
Hey, let's hear it for the greatest radio program on planet Earth.
Yeah. The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
All right, so 6 minutes past eight, Monday morning, sorry, getting ahead of ourselves. Monday morning, and we have an announcement to make. We'll do that after Kasabian.
Too much information, well, I said you got for a fair. Come out to the back, I said, you mean let's go for something. Guess I better tell you now, guess I better be alive. Singing for your questions, but you stole it all my answers. Too much entertainment, drew my nights out on the cutter. Tell me that you see a ghost, I'll tell you what to fear the most.
Alien and Empire on Radio X. Captain Crapbeard has joined us in the studio.
Good morning. Hey, Captain.
What's your title again on the show?
Oh, what is it?
Your sound designer.
Sound designer.
Yeah.
Audio producer.
You design.
/producer.
That's right. Yeah. He makes like wacky jingles and stuff.
Yeah.
Does a bit of editing. Spends 8 hours making that Tom Carriage thing for Dom.
Oh, that was lovely.
Edit.
Hey, that was hard work.
I do know how to edit.
Yeah, on Zalot.
Yeah. Sadie.
Oh,
that's one for the nerds.
Absolutely.
So we're all in the studio. It's 8:10, and I have a jingle in front of me that says, play this, and that's all it says. So shall I play this?
Sure.
Play this.
It's that time of year where a certain someone turns 28 once more. But this year, it times in nicely with the end of the legendary Chris Moyle Show podcast.
Yes.
And we've got a nice little plan up our sleeves. On Thursday, the team are taking you out for some noonies. And on Friday, it's the Chris Moyle Show morning after show.
So, we go out for some drinks on Thursday night.
We do.
And then Friday morning, we've got a house close to where you live.
Right.
So you don't have to...
It's not my house, is it?
Not your house.
It's not your house, but it's close to your house.
Could
okay.
be, if you want.
No, no.
You can pretend it's your house.
No. It's a great house.
Okay.
And it's going to be the morning after show in a lovely house near where you live. So you don't have to do the morning commute.
Okay.
We're going to have some surprises.
Right.
A couple of special guests and an exclusive live performance.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
And then whilst we're there, we're also going to be reliving a few moments from the pubcast before it comes down and disappears forever.
When you say reliving...
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Watching a few bits together.
Oh.
Ooh.
Just, can we play much of the podcast out on the air?
We can beep some of it.
Oh, my God.
Heavily edited, I think it will be.
But will we... Because I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't
either. We were going to watch the other night and then I just bottled it.
I don't want to.
In a sort of goggle box, sozzle box fashion, we're going to...
Yeah.
We're going to sit in the lounge of our lovely house watch a few...
No.
It's not my house, is it?
No.
It's not your house.
It's not your house.
No. Okay.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I don't want you in my house.
No.
It's not your
If the
house.
Surprise is it's my house,
James
cancel
wanted
it.
To do it from your
I'd
house.
I'd rather come to work. Oh, of course he would.
Yeah.
For our own sake, we would never do that.
It's not if you wanted to.
It's not yours.
No.
It's Are we just in someone's house?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a lovely house.
Is it someone famous's house?
Famous people have been there. Yeah.
Okay. Is it a famous house?
It features in some famous things.
Right.
Music videos, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But the house is kind of, you know, secondary. It is beautiful. But yeah, we're going to be doing the show from nearby. We're going to have a lovely time.
Okay.
You'll have a 2 or 3 minute commute to work.
Yeah.
Basically, okay. That day.
And it'll all be live streamed.
Well, let's not say how close it is to where I live. Let's not emphasise
that. Well, I don't know.
That.
I don't
let's
know exactly where it is.
Let's try and keep it as vague as possible.
Right.
Because if we're going somewhere and people know where that is, they'll know I live 2 minutes away.
They won't know where that is.
It's okay. Actually not that close.
It's not
that close.
Oh, it is not. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
Am I walking to this place?
No, you are safe.
Then there
right.
you go.
Okay.
Then
it's
I'm,
a,
then
it's
I'm
a
safe.
3 hour drive.
That's right. Once 2 minutes to you is an hour exactly. To everybody else.
Depends how quick you drive.
And then what's the plan for noonies for the day
noonies.
Before?
Well, we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
For noonies and a little bit of food and a few drinks, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
And what time are we meeting?
Well, we're kind of trying to work it around you because
right.
You've got your own bits and bobs going on, but it'll be about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Perfect.
Noonie Pops.
Noonie Pops.
If anybody wants to meet me earlier, that I am around.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And do we have to do the show on the Friday?
Yeah.
It's one of those contractually obliged things, apparently. Yeah, we do have to do that.
So maybe next year for your birthday, we just won't do a show.
Oh,
that's probably
that
best.
What,
do you know what? Forget me. That would take the pressure off you guys.
That'd be wonderful.
Just not bother.
Next year, we just like, do you get the day off?
Yeah. And we've got guests.
we've got a couple of guests.
Yeah.
A couple of bits.
Okay. And a live performance.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. From DJ playing the spoon.
Yes. Oh. Sorry.
Shh. Sorry. Oh, you spoiled
spoiler alert. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Is it a Radio X-y performance?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not Robbie Williams flying in, especially.
It's not Rob.
Howard Jones. Duran Duran.
All three of those would be great, actually.
Is it Jeff Lynne and ELO? Are they doing a full...
No.
No.
He doesn't live this way.
No, but, you know.
He's kind of over that
way. It's a massive budget for the show, so we could fly him over,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you're
going to
have
exciting.
A lovely time. It's going to be lovely.
It will be one of the easy ones to digest, shall we say. We're not going to plunge you into darkness. It's
okay.
Just going to be nice. No. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to be suspicious about. Nothing to be dubious about. No nasty surprises.
Are we doing it from Dom's house?
No. Yes. No. We're not doing it from mine.
Oh, good.
The only nasty bit will be when we have to sit down and watch the podcast.
Are we actually watching the podcast?
Well, not the whole thing, just little snippets, heavily edited snippets.
There was. I did hear a rumour there was talk of us watching in full the podcast.
We scrapped that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's for the best.
We want it to be a nice afternoon.
Yeah.
God.
Exactly. Relax and have a bit of fun.
Okay, so Friday morning then.
Yeah.
Wherever we will be.
Exactly.
You'll be picked up as normal.
With Oasis.
Wow.
Wow.
Who knows?
Yeah, I do.
No.
It's no.
That's a no. Yeah, that's a no.
They are Radio X artists.
Will Oasis be playing live or might... No. No, they won't.
No, they won't.
No. The first date of the reunion.
Yeah, it will not be happening on our show.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Oh, exciting. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Now,
great.
Dom, are you more excited about the show on the Friday or the drinks on the Thursday?
Equal measures, actually. Yeah, I think equal measures. Always nice to have a few drinks, though. Yeah. Have a few looseners on the Thursday.
We haven't had a team night out for a while.
No, not for a while. No, it'd be good. I'm looking forward to it.
And are we in a certain place on Thursday?
Yeah. Yes.
For the duration?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can settle in and relax.
All right.
Because that's what you like, right? You like a noonies and you like settling in.
I do. I'm just trying to make it work around my day.
Mm.
And I might be able to meet her.
Right. Oh, really? Okay.
Do you want to know where we're going?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
What are you writing, James?
I was going to show you where we're going.
Oh, you can tell me, but we're not. Don't say it.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Mm. That's miles away.
It's near Cornwall.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm.
Newquay. A long way, isn't it? Oh. Oh, brown ale. Sorry, I missed that bit. Right, well, there you go. Friday morning, listen to the Chris Moore show. I wonder how late Captain will be to the show on Friday.
Oh. I'm good. Let's make this bit about me.
Who's out on Thursday, then? All of us.
All of us.
Phoenix. Yeah.
Toby and Becky.
Toby's coming out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, then we're all screwed.
Johnny Vaughan going to pop in and see us?
I mean, he's welcome to after his show finishes. Yeah, we haven't. It's a team night out.
Oh, okay.
But we could if you want him to pop in.
Yeah, you're right, no. joking, of course. Everybody is welcome.
Yeah.
So there you go. Booze on Thursday and the live show on Friday. Daniel Benningfield, would it be him? Singing live?
Maybe.
Oh, excited, like it.
I don't know what you're looking for. You haven't found it, baby, that's for sure. You rip me up, you spread me all around. In the dust of a bit of time. And this is not a case of loss, you see. It's not. Me. It's fine the way you want me on your own. But
Drinky, 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 to booze, booze. Drinky, 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 booze, booze, booze.
It's going to be a Guinness day, I think.
Let's just, well, for you.
Well, for me, it always is. Every day is a Guinness day for me, actually, to be fair.
Oh, I love a Guinness. Just had a message from my personal trainer.
Oh, yeah?
Jamie. Saying, I'll take you out of the diary for Friday morning then.
Very wise.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm. About that. Yeah. Yes.
For the best, isn't it, I think?
Yes. Well, I'll just train twice as hard today.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Front load.
No, I never said that. Rude. I'm trying my best. We can get an operation to reduce them. But
right. He's making really good progress, Pip.
It's quite pricey.
Sorry. I apologise.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Balls, 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 balls.
It's going to be lovely.
New knees.
Now,
new knees.
What should I drink?
Hmm. Well, you like the bubbles these days, don't you?
Yes.
You're a big fan of the bubbles?
Yes.
I'd go bubbles.
Okay.
I'll help you out with those.
I shall have a look on their drinks
menu.
Would
you do
that?
Because I'm a good friend.
Would you do that, Pip?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really nice of you. That is nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. What would you... And who's paying? Captain's paying?
It's all on Captain.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Captain's done.
Very, very nice rosé champagne.
Captain. I didn't know it was my round.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, you should have worked it out. It can't be mine, because it's my birthday. Okay. It can't be Pippa's, because she's a lady. Mm-hmm. It can't be Dom's, because it never is.
Hey, how rude.
So it's either James or you, and it just turns out that this time around it's you.
So did you get the last ones, James?
Yeah.
James did.
Yeah.
Oh, look, yeah. I mean, you've walked me through it now, so it probably seems fair.
That is fair.
It is fair. Well, stinks of fairness.
Something definitely stinks.
Mm-hmm. We've probably still got some drinks money... From the drinks money fund.
From Christmas?
Yeah.
I would think we probably have, actually.
So that'll probably get us a one round of drinks
exactly.
in, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Friday morning then, make sure you're listening to the show. It's going to be lots of fun. Maybe not for us, but certainly for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new Radio X Record of the Week. Fresh from their appearance on Sunday Brunch yesterday, the Wombats are back. Their new album dropped on Friday, and this is from it. This is Can't Say No.
Come and steal a car with me, and we'll drive it to Berlin. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some leaves and set sail for the Far East. I dream of the trouble we'll a hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse, and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. No. Come and steal a car with me,
first people to use the word bender since Wimpy back in the day.
That's
the Wombats and Can't Say No. That's their brand new song of the Radio X Record of the Week. Their new album, Oh, The Ocean, came out on Friday. And it's their sixth album. And they are going on tour and they're doing some live shows. In fact, Phil from Sunderland says, I'm going to miss the Leeds-Sunderland match tonight because I'm going to see the Wombats tonight in Newcastle.
Oh,
and
great.
I can't wait.
You'll have a great time.
And then they are playing massive arena tour in March. Nottingham, London, Cardiff, Manchester, Hull, Glasgow, Leeds and Liverpool. Oh, it's good that they're playing Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'll be all right there.
I'll be fine there.
And Murph from the band joined Dan O'Connell on the Radio X Evening Show last week to talk about their brand new album and how sobriety has made him more creative. He's funny, isn't he? So you can listen back to that on Global Player. I like that a lot.
Mm.
I do. I like that.
They're good, aren't they, the Wombats?
Like the Wombats. I think they're very, very good.
Yeah.
Right. You got a weekend roundup quiz type thingy?
I have.
Okay. I'm going to take a break early.
Yeah.
For a smoke. And then a couple of songs. Give myself some time.
Mm.
And then we'll do your weekend roundup quiz type thingy.
Lovely.
Lovely.
And then we're going out on Thursday.
Yeah.
Me and Dom and Pippa and Captain and Phoenix. Yes. And have the best time.
Yeah. And James.
Huh?
James is coming.
No.
Yeah.
No, Dom. Yeah. He can't make it.
No, I can't.
I think he can.
Oh, you won't be able to, Dom.
Why not? Why?
Because at 9:59 on Thursday's show, I'm going to drop a really bad swear. And then for the rest of the day, James has to deal with the aftermath of it whilst I just waltz off and enjoy my day.
Day of meetings for James.
Pippa is exec producer. She's dealt with this stuff before. You need to learn these things, young James. So I'm going to leave you to deal with it. I'm sure you'll do a good job. And then off we all roll out, and then he has to stay at work.
I can't wait to hear what the word will be.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a clue. The word is...
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Big features in a compact SUV.
Radio X. Go on. Reward yourself. Get £100 worth of club card points when you book a holiday with EasyJet Holidays using club card vouchers. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Exchange your club card vouchers and book by 13th of April. T's and C's apply.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
It's not nice when you get a nasty surprise. Like when you book to see your favourite heavy metal band and they're going through a folk phase.
Stuck in a field, burning, raging my face.
I didn't sign up for this. With Quick Check, you get a clear yes or no on whether you'll be accepted for a Capital One credit card without affecting your credit score. No unexpected flops. That's one good thing. Capital One.
This next song is called Shepherd's Delight.
I'm off.
34.9% APR representative variable. T's and C's apply.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Must remember, do not forget.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
However you remember, you'll need photo ID to vote on the 1st of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID now. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyle-Z. Happy Monday.
Everybody's Chris Moyles. I'm kidding, we're not doing musical ones this week. Too much hard work. Instead, on today's 4 till 7 thing, Dr. Sunta Templeton gives us a detailed analysis of her birthday weekend. Plus, Gavin the Woodman Woods gets zoological on your ass as another man-eater is dissected in his heroic little slot. And a new pet town will be selected, ready for study. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just $31,495, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
The unchained melody, out of tune remedy for the weekend, to cure the weekday blues. Raise my heart rate, inflate my pupils, give me something just to smoothen off the edge. Call me dumb, call me scum, call me plain and simple.
If you're having a good time, shake it to the right if you know that you feel fine. Chicas to the front. Ha ha. See ya. Hold tight. This is the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X.
Well, how's your view of things today? Garb young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't
with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control. Night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl. Upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed to change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. Chasing around, trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl.
That is Biffy Clyro and Bubbles. James Robinson's just walking into the studio. Where have you been?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
For a wee.
Oh.
Where did you go?
The toilets over there.
Which one?
I've got all of them.
Oh, with the toilets.
The capital ones.
Yeah.
The toilets.
Oh, were you in cubicle one?
No. Which one do you call cubicle one?
The first one?
Yeah.
What do you call it? The second one?
Well, when you look at them, you go left, one, two.
So did you hear what I heard? Because I was in next door.
Oh.
No.
I walked in to the loo. Somebody's in number one. Turns out it was James.
Right.
So I went into number two.
Yeah.
I should have come up cubicle two. And I'm in there. And then I suddenly hear the door burst open.
Right.
And obviously, there's only two cubicles. There's no urinals.
Yeah.
So there's two cubicles. Both are engaged.
Yes.
Because me and James turned out to just happen to be us in there.
Yes.
And I just heard the door fly open and someone going, oh, God. And I'm desperate as well. And then they walked out again.
Yeah, Stephen. I said, oh, lucky.
So I don't, do you know who that was?
Yeah.
Do you?
Steve from he's doing LBC this week.
Oh.
Stephen? Yes. Yes.
Stephen. Literally walks out.
Oh, Stephen.
Yeah.
I just said, oh, God, and I'm desperate as well. And then the door just slammed off.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry.
Oh, shame you don't have three like us ladies.
Oh, it's a different world in your toilets.
Yeah, it's all like roses.
It's all roses. It smells lovely.
Yeah, they've got more toilets in the ladies than in the boys.
Yeah, and no urinals.
Oh, I know my urinals. That's my specialist subject on Mastermind.
Yes.
Right, it's time.
Pippa's Weekend Roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
Here's Pippa.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Well, bits and bobs have happened over the weekend.
Oh, no. I'm no good with bits and bobs.
And I've already removed one of them, which Dom has already covered in the news headlines.
Oh, which one was that?
It was lovely Warwick Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Making his acceptance speech.
Awesome.
So lovely.
Well done, Warwick.
So we've got three other stories relating to three things that happened over the weekend with an audio clue relating to each. Chris versus Dom.
Mm.
Whoever gets their first wins the points.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And I just want to take a sip of my hot beverage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that nice?
Mm.
That's good.
Good.
Okay.
Better now.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Dom, do you want to take a sip of a beverage?
I could take a sip of water, couldn't I?
Okay, here we go. Baywatch, David Hasselhoff, Pamela Anderson, of course. Pamela Anderson is in a
That's
new movie.
Fair.
She was also host giving out an award at the BAFTAs last night. And she looked really
well,
happy to be there.
She right. did. She looked gorgeous. Wonderful.
She looked great. And she went, wow, oh, this is the thing, wow.
Yeah.
As if to go, wow, I'm giving an award out the BAFTAs.
But it's not about the BAFTAs, is it?
It's wanna... about David Hasselhoff. It's about Baywatch. It's about the beach.
No, it's about Pam.
It's about Pamela Anderson, of course.
She's got a new movie.
It's great. Jamie Lee Curtis is
It's a new
it.
Advert she's in, actually, isn't it?
It's The Last Showgirl, I think it's called.
New advert
like
of Sainsbury's or something.
She was on Chris Moyle's Quiz Night on Channel 4.
She was very good on that.
She was on something
else.
She
came out well in the end.
Yeah, she was on Saturday Night Live.
She was on Graham Norton.
Yes,
Graham Norton.
She was on Graham Norton's show on Friday.
And who else was on Graham Norton's show?
That's right.
Graham Norton was there.
Graham Norton was
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he was
and
good.
And our good friend.
Our good friend, of course.
Not Graham Norton, but
Graham. Pamela Anderson. No.
And?
God, Tiff was watching it.
Another Graham.
Michael McIntyre.
Michael Kiwanuka.
Oh, Stephen Graham.
Yes.
Ah.
Stephen Graham was sat next to Pammy Anderson.
Milk. Don't do that.
He loves that.
Why have we picked this particular clip?
Because he asked her if she went to a certain nightclub.
Did you see any of it?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you watched it with Tiff. Yes, you did.
No, she was watching it.
Oh, okay.
And
I didn't see any of it,
sadly. I was wandering around the house drinking out of a bottle.
There is a lovely moment.
Yes.
Where Pam's telling a story, and you'll see it.
Mm.
And Stephen has to tell her that he's already married, and it's a lovely moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went to LA, and, you know, I just... Little by little, yeah. I went to the Playboy Mansion. I remember someone calling me and saying, Pamela, you're invited to fight night at the mansion. I said, I'm not fighting anybody. I thought they were going to be mud wrestling or something. And I was like, no, I think I'll skip that. And I go, no, Mike Tyson's fighting. It's a TV. Disney, we're going to watch it all together.
And she looks at Stephen.
Yeah. And my ex-husband's a boxer.
Huh?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. Yeah, it's very
I think you're lovely, but my missus had killed you.
That you're married.
Very good. Oh.
Because she, like, looks directly at him when she says...
Because he plays a boxer in his new film.
Yeah.
And he just looks straight back at her, not quite sure what to say. There's a little bit of an awkward silence.
Yeah.
And,
lovely chemistry between the pair of them. Morning, Hannah.
My ex-husband was a boxer. Stephen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, love, but my missus will kill me.
Yes, yeah.
And you know what Hannah's like.
Oh, yeah. Fiery temper.
You won't mess with Hannah.
No.
Morning, Hannah.
Morning, Hannah.
Morning's the Graham family.
Yes.
And get to school, kids.
Chris, you got loads of points there.
I did, didn't I? Is there any point even continuing with the game?
Yes, there is points.
I think there is.
A bit of news happened probably about 6 days ago, so it's not technically weekend, but just in case you were across it, number two.
Steve Miller Band, the Joker?
Yes.
Is it another Joaquin Phoenix related thing?
No, it's to do with jokes.
It is to do with jokes.
To do with jokes, of course.
Do you know?
Because.
He doesn't know what it is.
Yes, I do, John.
Come on.
Do you want to tell you?
Yeah.
Somebody told a joke
at
the BAFTAs, and it went down like a fart in a crowded lift.
No, this was about a week ago this happened.
Yes.
Ah, you didn't know that because Piffa said 6 days ago.
Well, you tell me them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the funniest joke.
Yeah.
Has been voted the funniest joke of all time.
Because what event happened?
Edinburgh Festival.
No. Because of a comedy festival.
Or specifically jokes, the UK...
Joke Festival.
The UK Pun
Championship. So it's a pun.
Oh.
And he won. This guy we're seeing a picture of now, who's got a
incredible hair and moustache and holding a bunch of flowers. That
won. And he won it with a pun, didn't he?
Yeah,
and it was voted the best pun.
Best pun.
And therefore he won. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. His name's Will. He's called Will.
Will.
William.
Will. Well.
Sure, for William.
Will, I am.
William. Yeah. Oh, you get lots of points if you know his surname.
William.
It's William. Double barrel.
William.
Bicknell.
Bicknell Grained. Bicknell where?
Bicknell Found.
Oh, yeah. You might want to change that, look.
Yeah.
You're not going to win anything.
You can't have a pun with that, can you?
The pun championships were held in Leicester last week.
Leicester.
And William won with jokes like this.
Who's reading it?
Okay.
Pippa?
Go on, Pip.
Oh, are you sure?
Yep.
I'm not great with timing.
Come on.
Old MacDonald has turned his farm into a massive corporation. He's the EI CEO. Oh, should I have sung it? EI CEO. Doesn't matter. Do you know what? It's how you tell
it. And he won with that.
And that won. Yeah.
Go on, Dom. What about this?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
My cousin lost his job at the clock factory.
Oh, that's a shame.
Such a shame, as he was putting in all the hours.
It's good you tell it better,
actually. Putting all the hours.
Right.
Admit.
Yeah.
And he won.
He won?
Yeah.
Go on.
Whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find out. You have my word.
That's good.
That's good.
Nice. That's good.
That's good. Nice.
That's good, wow. Yeah.
That's a good one.
So well done to you,
yeah,
Will.
Yeah, William Mc... What's his name again?
Tell.
Do you know what? It was part of the 2025 Leicester Comedy Festival, Dom,
yeah.
So you get points for that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
Did very well there.
Oh. Are you ready for your final one?
No. Yeah.
No?
This is like a decider, isn't it?
But not really.
We're probably neck and neck.
I did way better than you.
No, I
should have got some points out of the last one.
Why? For what?
I said his name was Will, didn't I?
Well, no, Pip said
and he,
Will.
And he
you
won.
Said.
And he won the thing.
Won the pun thing.
He had the best puns. And they voted for him. Mm. He won.
Well, you could say this last one is all to play for.
All to play for?
A little bit of tension.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Proclaimers, I'm going to be 500 miles.
Somebody has walked 500 miles.
There's a man walking to Australia.
But hopping on one leg.
No, it's to do with twins.
It's
to do with twins.
It's actually to do with Scotland.
No, it's to do with Scotland.
Thank you. It's to do with Scotland.
No, it's to do with Scotland.
Has been voted.
And the Proclaimers.
Well,
no.
No.
It's sort of to do with Scotland, but it's more to do with the Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers, that's right.
They're
doing a gig.
They're doing a gig?
They're doing a gig. And all of Scotland are invited.
Right. Is it a gig-related story?
I feel like I'm leading you down the wrong path here.
No, it's to do with people proclaiming things.
No, it's to do with the song happened at the weekend.
500 yeah. miles.
People, they sang at the rugby.
Where was it?
They sang at the football. In Scotland. In Australia. In Zimbabwe.
Sang 500 miles.
In Portugal.
Yes.
In Ireland.
Was it a big...
Yes.
A big event?
So we're not going to cover Warwick.
The BAFTAs?
All done.
They sang it at the BAFTAs.
Who did?
Proclaimers.
They went on the song, did they?
They got an award, actually, at the BAFTAs.
Who did it?
Yeah.
Take that.
Oh, sure. David Tennant.
Yeah.
Because he hosted the awards and he's Scottish.
He did, Dom. Well done.
Thank you.
David opened with his own version of Proclaimers as he came down through the audience and he got various members of the audience to sing bits with him.
When I'm working, well, I know I'm going to be the man who's working hard for you, Selena. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. And when I come home, well, I know I'm going to be the man who comes back home to you, BAFTA. And if I grow old, well, I know I'm going to be the man who's grown old with you, lucky Georgia. Because I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. Be the man who walks 5,000 miles to host one Baptist more.
That's James McAvoy.
There we go. Come on, Anna.
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick having no idea what this song is at all.
So, yeah, watch it again if you haven't had a chance.
Every American in that audience going, I have no idea what this...
He's looking splendid in his kilt, isn't he? Isn't he, though? Oh.
I have no idea what this song is.
Wow.
Is that Celia, isn't it?
Yeah. Very good, David.
Not impressed by that, are you? Well, do you know, Dom was, and you won all the points.
Now,
Pippa's Weekend Roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
And what did I get?
199.
Oh, God damn it, I was so close. Yeah. You've got such lovely hair today.
200.
Yeah. There you go. Well, well done to everybody in the BAFTAs. And
well done.
Well done for coming up with that great opener.
Yeah.
852, Kings of Leo.
Going through all the nicknames of what she was called and her friends were called. Who was Spanner?
Hannah was Spanner.
Because it rhymes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Helen was Smelly.
Because it rhymes?
With Helly, yeah. And
oh, Helly.
Yeah.
Did she smell?
Ironically, she also stank.
What were you called? Hips?
Stick.
Oh, what?
Because I was sticky.
It seems a bit harsh that everybody had nicknames because it rhymed with their names and then they called you Stick because you looked like a stick.
Yeah.
Not because I was sticky, because I looked like a stick.
Right.
Very different.
Oh, dear. What's your name? Hells. Call you Smells. Yeah. What's your name? Hannah. Call you Spanner.
That's good. That's the best one.
Who's that over there? That's Pippa. Oh, God, what is she doing? Call her Sticky.
Yeah, definitely call her Sticky.
Just Stick.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
What was your nickname when you were at school? Baldy?
Cool. That wasn't Bald at school. I was called Cool Dom.
Right.
By everyone who knew me. Hey, it's Cool Dom. What's he doing? They'd say.
Did you have a nickname?
Condom.
Sometimes. But luckily that didn't stick around for too long.
Good.
Yeah. It was Domo, Condom, or Dom. Nice. And I preferred Dom.
You don't want Condom?
Didn't want it.
I think we should bring back Condom.
I can intro you for the news at 9 o'clock going, it's 9 o'clock, here's Condom with the news.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed?
You're not allowed to, because you can't do nicknames into the news.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
news rules?
Thank you.
Legal, the law.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Moira Stewart made the rules, right. And I just follow them.
With the messenger.
Here's Condom with the news.
No, again, see, you can't say
can't do that.
Because it takes away the gravity of the news situation.
Okay.
It was certainly when we listened to the news.
I mean, you say they don't now?
Wow.
What are you saying?
What about going into the sport or the weather? Can we
I'll just check the raw, check Moira's email. Nope.
No.
Can't do that either.
Wow.
Does she email you every day?
Yeah.
She's doing all right. Yeah, emails me every day.
How does email start? Hey, Condom.
No.
Just remind you the rules.
Yeah, see, she wouldn't do that.
Right.
Actually.
Okay.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Fair enough. I wish I hadn't. The Chris Miles Show. Anyway, the news is next. A-D-O-S-X. With Dom.
Thank you.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
Ready for some fun?
Yay! Poulton's is open from the 14th to the 24th of February for half term.
Poulton's Park!
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Money Super 7, your mission, saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. People could switch to a new credit card with us. We've got some great deals.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance. Money Supermarket could also save people up to £460 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £460. Consumer Intelligence, September 2024, 18 plus UK only.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a better time to buy a Citroën van. There's £750 saving on the whole Citroën van range during our Professional Days event from the 17th of February to 17th of March. Choose electric, and you even get a free EV charger with residential installation. Whatever the size and shape of your business, Citroën has a van to suit your needs. Interested? Visit your local Citroën retailer or search Citroën Vans. Offer valid 17th Feb to 17th March 25. Saving on on-the-road price. Business user selected stock participating retailers only. EV charger electric models only. T's and C's and eligibility criteria apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Great value speaks for itself. Just ask our customers.
If somebody said to me that they wouldn't use Ocado because it was expensive, I would say to them, have you even tried?
Ocado match your shop on thousands of products to Tesco.com.
Mum thinks that Ocado do that especially for her, so I had to tell her they do that for everybody. That's
shattered
her dreams. Not just you, Mum.
Max £10 voucher for difference on like...